Sorry. Yeah, okay. So Suraj Bhattabhu is feeling a bit bad today. That's why I'm here. So, okay. So Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Verse 35. Brihat Samatata Samna. Ayatri Chanda Samaham. Masana Marga Sirsoham. Ritunam Kusumakaraha. Brihat Samatata Samnam. Ayatri Chanda Samaham. Masanam margasir soham Ritunam kasumakaraha Vihat samatatat samnam Gayatri sandasamaham Masanam margasir soham Ritunam kusumakaraha. Please repeat. Vihat samatata samnam Gayatri chanda samaham Masanam margasir soham Ritunam kusumakaraha. Brihat sama Devrihat sama Tata also Samnam of the Sama Veda songs Gayatri, the Gayatri hymns, Chandasam, of all poetry, Aham, I am, Masanam, of months, Marga Sirsaha, the month of November and December, Aham, I am, Ritunam, of all seasons, Kusuma Akaraha, spring. We see in this few Dvandvas here, you see? Like Brihat Sama is one Dvandva, yeah. And Marga Sirsu is another one here, composed. And the previous verse, Sarva Sata, Sarva Haras, is another Dvandva. Because yesterday, we had these Sanskrit language dwandas. Okay, of the hymns in the Sama Veda, I am the Brihat Sama, and of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am the Marga Sirsha, November, December. And of seasons, I am the flower bearing spring. I repeat the verse, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Of the hymns in the Sama Veda, we can repeat if you like, responsibly. Of the hymns in the Sama Veda, I am the Brihat Sama. Of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am the Marga Sirsa, November, December. And of seasons, I am flower bearing spring. Purport. It has already been explained by the Lord that amongst all the Vedas, He is the Sama Veda. The Sama Veda is rich with beautiful songs played by the various demigods. One of these songs is the Brihat Sama, which has an exquisite melody and is sung at midnight. In Sanskrit, there are definitive rules that regulate poetry. Rhyme, thank you. And meter are not written whimsically as in much modern poetry. Amongst the regulated poetry, the Gaya Mantra, which is chanted by the duly qualified Brahmanas, is the most prominent. The Gayatri Mantra is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Gayatri Mantra is especially meant for God realization, it represents the Supreme Lord. This mantra is meant for spiritually advanced people, and when one attains success in chanting it, he can enter into the transcendental position of the Lord. One must first acquire the qualities of the perfectly situated person, the qualities of goodness according to the laws of material nature, in order to chant the Gayatri Mantra. The Gayatri Mantra is very important in Vedic civilization and is considered to be the sound incarnation of Brahman. Brahma is its initiator and is passed down from him in disciplic succession. The month of November-December is considered the best of all months because in India grains are collected from the fields at this time and the people become very happy. Of course, spring is a season universally liked because it is neither too hot nor too cold, and the flowers and trees blossom and flourish. In spring there are also many ceremonies commemorating Krishna's pastimes. Therefore, this is considered to be the most joyful of all seasons, and it is the representative of the Supreme Lord Krishna. I'll repeat the verse again. Of the hymns in the Samaveda, I am the Brihat Sama, and of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am the Margashirsa, November, December, and of seasons, I am flower, bearing, spring. The Prabhupada is actually is very rich purport. It's full of details, knowledge, and information. And basically, the Lord is actually explaining how we can actually think about Him and remember Him, which is the goal. And in this example, we can see in the verse that the Lord says that I am the Samaveda, the Brihat Sama, I'm the Gayatri Mantra, I'm the Margashirsa, and I'm spring season. And in this regard, I'd like to show you how in purport, as Prabhupada explains in the second canto, sixth chapter entitled The Cosmic Manifestation. In the purport, Prabhupada says that Gayatri is the beginning of all Vedic mantras. And it is explained in the first volume of Srimad Bhagavatam. Since the generated centers are the different parts of the universal form of the Lord, and since the form of the Lord is transcendental to the material creation, it is to be understood that the voice, the tongue, the skin, etc. suggests that the Lord in His transcendental form is not without them. Okay, and also it's explained that the principal Vedic hymn, the Gayatri, was generated from the skin, trishtap, from the flesh. What is trishtap? It's not in the dictionary. Trishtap, from the flesh, and ushtup from the veins, and gayati from the bones of the Lord of the living entities. So Gayatri was generated from the skin, and is defined as the principle. Also again, in the third chapter, is explained that all the Vedic hymns, Gayatri and others, are in tones with of U.S. King. It's explained the Lord's board, skin, His eyes and His bodily hair holes are all described here as different parts of the Vedas. is therefore the personified form of the Vedic hymns, and specifically the Gayatri mantra. This is maybe difficult to fully realize, but at least to accept theoretically. I think we are kind of in that platform maybe. It's explained also that Kashyapa Muni meditated on the impersonal Brahmayoti by chanting the Gayatri mantra within his mouth. When a Vedic mantra is chanted within the mouth, so that only the chanting can hear the chanting, is called Japa. Okay. It is also explained that one is supposed to be purified after taking bath and chanting Gayatri, but the Maha Mantra is so powerful that one can chant loudly or softly in any condition, and he is protected from all the evils of material existence. What a benediction. Okay, also is explained. That, this is also interesting. Shiva, and in the fourth chapter of the fourth canto, second chapter, Daksha forces Lord Shiva, She explained that Shiva has spoiled the name and fame of the governors of the universe and has polluted the path of gentle manners. Daksha is speaking here. Because he is shameless, he does not know how to act. This is heavy words. Next verse says, he has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter in the presence of fire and brahmanas. He has married my daughter, who is equal to Gayatri, and has pretended to be just like an honest person. By chanting Vedic mantras, or chanting the Gayatri or Rig mantra, one can attain the results of one desires. Okay, maybe also I would like to say something about this Marga Shirsha. This is also interesting. The month of November, December, considered the best of all months, because in India grains are collected from the fields at this time, and people become very happy. The month when the moon enters the constellation of Marga Shiras, deer head, meaning deer, like Marga and Shiras, deer head, fifth lunar mansion. Okay. Explained also that during the month of Marga Shirsha, every day early in the morning, the young daughters of the cowherds would take one another hand and, thinking of Krishna's transcendental qualities, go to the Yamuna to bath. Deciding to obtain Krishna as their husband, they would then worship the goddess Katyayani with incense, flowers and other items. The word Hemante in the 10th canto, second to 22nd chapter, Hemante refers to the month of Marga Shirsha, from approximately the middle of November to the middle of December, according to the Western calendar. In chapter 22 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments that the gopis first ate Avishyanna, a kind of food prepared by boiling together mung dal and rice without any spices or turmeric. According to Vedic injunction, this kind of food is recommended to purify the body before one enacts a ritualistic ceremony. The The Lord's opulence in the 11th chapter, it is said among the vigilant cycles of time, Lord Krishna speaking, I am the year. Among the vigilant cycles of time, I am the year. And among seasons, I am spring. And among months, I am Margashirsha. And among lunar houses, I am the auspicious Abhijit. Lunar houses. Okay. This is sloka in the 12th canto, it is said, Sahamasam. It's one that we have also, Sahamasam, the months of Sahas. Masam is month. In Spanish is mes. Month is mes. In Sanskrit is Masam. It's the same word that we have. And it's the month of Sahas. Sahamasam, the month of Sahas, is Margashirsha. This calendar, the Vaishnavas call this month Keshama. December, January is called Narayan. January, February, Madhava. February, March, Govinda. March, April, Vishnu. April, May, Surna, Vishurna. May, Enjoy, Trivikram. June, July is called Vamana. July, August, Sridhara. August, September, Rishikesh. September, October, Padmanabha. In October, November, Damodar. This is the Tilak Rasa. This is Damodar. So this is called Keshava. November, December. Keshavaya. So it starts in this month, in Margashirsha. Interesting, isn't it? So the calendar begins from the Margashirsha. Agrahayana, a name of the month of Margashirsha. So it's different names. We've seen Margashirsha, now Agrahayana, and we saw before called it was Saha Masam. Yes, Saha Masam. Masam. Okay. As specifically explained, in the contemporary Vaishnavism, it is known as the month of Keshava. Keshava, Margashirsha, Agrahayana, and Sahamasam. Okay. So, still have 11 minutes. And Lord Krishna also explains about a spring in Sanskrit is called Kusuma Akaraha. Kusuma Akaraha. In spring, there are many ceremonies commemorating Krishna's pastimes. Therefore, it is considered to be the most joyful of all seasons, and it is the representative of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So, in a few verses, is also mentioned about the spring also, verse 41, says, Know, my dear Arjuna, that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring, it's not a spring season, but it's a spring word, from mother's plant, it's part of my splendor. It's nice to read anyway. Second canto, says, for performing sacrificial ceremonies, one requires sacrificial ingredients such as flowers, leaves, and straw, along with a sacrificial altar, and a suitable time, in brackets, spring. Kusumakara, spring. There's a nice, actually, this book, 425.18, where he's giving the descriptions of the characteristics of King Puranjani. He said that the waterfall represents a kind of liquid humor or rasa relationship. In the body, there are different types of humor, rasa or mellow. The supreme mellow relationship is called the sexual mellow, adiras. When this adiras or sex desire comes in contact with the spring air moved by Cupid, it becomes agitated. In other words, all these are representations of rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, and sparsha. The wind is sparsha or touch. The waterfall is rasa or taste. The spring air, kusumakara, is a smell. All these varieties of enjoyment make life very pleasing, and thus we become captivated by material existence. As for the Ayurvedic Kaviraj, who is willing to send Vasanta Kusumakara Rasa? Yes, I have him to do it. This is from a letter, letter 77, letter to Patita Udaranga. So it's called Vasanta Kusumakara Rasa. So it's a type of Ayurvedic medicine. So, in conclusion, we have seen how the Lord is, we've seen some information about the month of Margashirsha, the flower bearing spring season, and the Brihat Sama, which is composed and sung by the demigods. Samaveda is rich with beautiful songs played by the various demigods. And amongst the Vedas, he's the Samaveda. And among the Samaveda, he's the Brihat Sama, the Great Sama. And I'd like also to look for that. So the Brihat Sama is a beautiful, exquisite melody, and it's sung at midnight. In the Vedic literature, it is stated that the two wings of the transcendental bird Garuda, who carries the Lord everywhere, are two divisions of the Samaveda known as the Brihat and Pratantara. Garuda works as the carrier of the Lord, therefore he is considered the transcendental prince of all carriers. With his two wings, Garuda began to vibrate the Samaveda, which is chanted by great sages to pacify the Lord. The Lord is worshipped by Brahma, by Lord Shiva, by Garuda and other demigods with selected poems. And great sages worship him with the hymns of Vedic literatures such as the Upanishads and Samaveda. This Samaveda utterance are automatically heard by the devotee when another great devotee of the Lord Garuda flaps his wings. It's like, okay. So, Sama, by the way, means equal. It's almost like English, Sama, same. Specifically, here is given more information in a conversation of evening darshan by Prabhupada in 1976 in Tehran, which is Iran, August. So, of hymns, I am the Brihat Sama, sung to the Lord Indra. You see? It's to the Lord Indra. And of poetry, I am the Gayatri verse. sung daily by Brahmanas. Hymns are in the Grihatsama sung to the Lord Indra and of poetry and literary verse sung daily by Brahmanas. Is there any question? We have 3 minutes left. So nothing comes up? Okay, so there are no questions. So I think we can end up here. Thank you. Thank you so much.